Welcome to you, Pat Barnes.
I'm happy to be here.
Great, Pat. And we want to talk about pipes and drums because you're going to be coming to our area to Griswold to the Old Soldiers Reunion. So, Pat, first I want to talk about, tell us about the band, pipes and drums. What instruments are used in the band?
The main instrument is the Great Highland Bagpipes, which came from Scotland, and the drums refer to a bass drum, snare drums, and tenor drums.
And, Pat, you've been a part of this group for a while.
For 11 years.
11 years, and I understand your husband is also a part of the group?
Yes.
Yeah. Where all do the people come from that are in the band?
We have a few Scottish ancestor people in our band, but we have all walks of life and nationalities.
Uh-huh. Mostly from Omaha, or do you reach out beyond Omaha?
Our group currently, Omaha and the Council Bluffs
uh-huh.
area.
Okay. And how many members in the band?
We have 23 active members on our roster right now.
And you may not have all of them when you perform?
Correct. Gigs, as we call them, are put up on our website, and people that are available sign up for them. We did a parade in Lee, Nebraska yesterday, and there were 9 pipers, but only 1 drummer.
That drum had to be loud, didn't it?
Yep.
Yeah. So, you know, you mentioned that at this time of year, I'm guessing you're on the road a lot.
We are. We do quite a few parades, and we do some competitions.
Where all have you been? I noticed on your website that you had placed fairly high in a competition. Where all have you been in competitions, and where all have you played?
This year, we played at Alma, Michigan. That's the North American Championships. And then in Chicago just a couple of weekends ago. And we will be going to McPherson, Kansas in September. We limit ourselves to the Midwest Pipe Band Association area. It covers a pretty broad spectrum, but we have competed in Scotland in 2004.
Exciting.
Yes.
Did you go to that, Pat? Were you in Scotland, Pat?
Yes.
Oh, how exciting.
Yep.
And I'm sure there were bands there from all over. And
there were.
Yes. It just sounds really, really exciting. Well, how often do you practice? You know, how do you get ready for these parades and competitions?
We have practice every Saturday morning year-round. We get occasional Saturdays off if, you know, it's a holiday weekend mm-hmm. and things like that, but pretty much every Saturday. And we have, during the competition season, we have extra practices, usually outside in one of the parks in mm-hmm. Omaha.
Mm-hmm. Now, I noticed on your website, and by the way, you might give us the address for the website in case folks want to look that up.
Okay. It's pretty simple, omahapipesanddrums.com.
Okay, just think of what it is, and there it is.
Yep.
And I'm sure if you just put it in a search engine, it would come
yes,
up
that
also.
Too.
Yes. But I noticed, you know, you had some neat pictures and those kinds of things. But it was interesting to see your uniforms.
Yeah. Yes, we wear a traditional Scottish uniform. Our tartan is the Cameron of Airact, which was the tartan of the Cameron Highlanders regiments in Scotland and Canada. Our founding member, Tony Smith, was a Cameron cadet, and that was why the Cameron tartan was chosen. We wear what are called piper's gillies. They're like wingtip shoes without a tongue and lace up the leg a ways, and piper hose, which go just below the knee. We carry what's called a skein do in our socks, and they're pretty much just a small knife, but it's most of them have dull blades these days.
Ceremonial.
Yep, definitely. For competition, we generally wear a white button-down shirt, either short sleeve or long sleeve, depending on the weather, and a black vest, black tie, and we wear what's called a Glengarry on our heads.
Okay. I can guarantee you you're going to be wearing the short sleeve shirts.
Yes.
coming up.
Actually, for parades and things, we have gotten a green polo shirt.
Ah, better than that black vest, I'm thinking. Yes, yes. So you will be in Griswold. Now, they have two parades, one starting at 6, well, both of them starting at 6, one on Friday night, one on Saturday night. Will you be at both of those?
You know, I'm not sure.
Okay.
My husband and I are not going to be able to be at that parade because of a family reunion.
Oh, darn.
So I haven't paid that close attention to what is on the website.
That's very understandable, Pat. But be sure, if you have internet, you may want to look up the website just because you get a feeling for what's going to happen. And I think it's going to be very exciting to have your group in Griswold. There's nothing that I can think of that sounds like a bagpipe.
That's true. There are different types of bagpipes. It's a very ancient instrument and probably originated in the Middle Eastern countries, but Scotland and Ireland are known for the bagpipes that most people know today.
How heavy is a bagpipe?
I would say that the pipes weigh maybe 8 pounds or so. They're made of wood and silver often, and the pipe is today generally a synthetic bag that holds the air, but they originally were an animal skin.
Okay, and how much skill does it take? I'm just thinking that when I see how people play those, and I've never been up really close, you know, how much time does it take to learn, and what kinds of skills do you need to play a bagpipe?
It does take a while to learn. You need to be able to read at least a treble line of music. They start new pipers on what's called a chanter, which is kind of like a recorder penny whistle kind of thing, where you learn the fingering first. The bagpipe is kind of a complicated instrument. You really have to have some coordination because you're blowing up the bag to create the air that goes through the drones. And you have to blow and press with your arm to move the air out and finger the notes for the tune all at the same time, and then add in marching.
Yes, I don't think that would be something that I could do. Too many coordination kinds of things.
That's why I'm a drummer.
And how long have you been a drummer, Pat?
Just since I joined the band.
Okay.
My husband had taken up piping lessons, and we had both of us have Scottish ancestors, and we had started going to some of the Highland games around the Midwest, and I saw the tenor drummers, and I was very taken with what they do, and so I asked, we met up with some of the people from the band after a competition, and I asked if I could learn, and they said certainly, and I went to my first practice, and they handed me a pair of drumsticks and the drum.
Away you went.
And there I went, yep.
That's great. Now, one of the things I noticed on your website is that you do give lessons.
Somebody yes, we do.
New wants to join and try out a skill, and maybe, as you say, some people might be motivated because of that Scottish ancestry, but maybe just because they are fascinated with the sound.
Yes, we have, as I had mentioned earlier, people of all nationalities that are interested in the sound of the bagpipes. It seems like you either love the bagpipes or you hate the bagpipes.
Oh.
But we do teach lessons every Saturday morning before our band gets all together to practice. And as I said, they start out on the chanter, and you can expect to be on the chanter for 6 months to a year before you're actually up on the full bagpipes.
Well, folks are going to have an opportunity to hear the Omaha pipes and drums, I believe maybe just on Saturday the 7th at 6 o'clock during the reunion, Old Soldiers Reunion in Griswold. So I think folks should make a special effort to get there and hear your band, because it is a very special kind of band that they're not going to hear in just lots and lots of parades. So we want to thank you very much, Pat Barnes, for visiting with us and letting us know a little more about pipes and drums.
My pleasure.
Until next time, here's the thought. Life is like playing a bagpipe solo in public and learning the instrument as you go along.